Thank you for the pause.
Nothing I will ever advocate, nothing I will ever say could ever be misconstrued except by deliberate lie. And ones who would go and say these things of me either are doing it deliberately or they have read nothing I have written. I am not some cute E.T. running around meeting in deserts or anywhere. I am commander of the host of God. To see God's people home. How did you think we would show up? Anyone who has ever read that book will hear of us. How did you think? Where did you think we'd go? Over there with Bull Wright? Or how about Bozeman, Montana? So what, you've seen a flying ship? You've got them coming right up out of Northrop over here. And some of them look exactly like ours. You know because you know what's right and what is wrong. And you know what God, your Creator, has promised you. And if you don't, you better go look and then compare with what I'm telling you. I don't ask you to believe anything. Zero zilch. I offer you things in the journals. Hopefully everything can immediately be confirmed if you just know where to go to look. And we're accused of plagiarism. Come off it. There's nothing new in your world. Nothing. Zero. Zip. That is an old one. That is the meanest kind of censorship. To silence the truth. And I'm appreciative to my, quote, enemies. I want to tell you, to compile a whole book of plagiarisms where it came out of my books. How would they have a name and all these listings if it didn't come out of my books where I gave credit every opportunity unless one's asked for silence? And you can see, out of the myriads, what have we? Two. And one of those is right out of the Tavistock Institute of London, England. Doesn't sound the same as it does on the telephone, though, does it? I don't ask anybody to believe me. You better just look and gather up some facts. And in these latter days, you better start doing your homework and really find out. Because I'm not going to do any magic shows. I can help you tuck your money away so that it can be somewhat useful until they confiscate it. If you haven't read, then and it doesn't matter. I suggest you go right back and read it again. Mr. Kissinger's own plans. Dug out, found when they were investigating for Mr. Kissinger, his own law firm that he hired to sue Patterson of criminal politics. There's a whole schedule when the money's supposed, by this time, the money, you know. The earthquakes. They found that your Earth atmospheric conditions have been programmed and planned and totally 100% orchestrated by man since 1988. If you don't know these things, how can you possibly expect to get through the rest of the period of time without chaos in your own mind? And denying me makes no difference. For goodness sakes, go find out the truth. It's easy. There are 80 volumes. There aren't any secrets around here. We keep people private. You better believe it. We will see everybody except Hatton in jail. If it comes to that, to divulge privacy. Because that's exactly what your government wants. It's absolutely zero privacy. And your curiosity has absolutely zero to do with me. Many of these things were set up to give you privacy if you participate. Period. And you're going to find that out of all of the litigation, all of the investigation, absolutely the FBI, the Securities Commission, they have dug everything they can. The Postmaster General has been into it. They still can't even find enough to come and question anybody here. It's funny to me that Mr. Green is telling everyone, well, they've checked with him and someone there is backing him up. Yes, and they called me too. Well, why would they be calling him? They don't come bother us. Mr. Green bothers us a lot, but they don't. You have a whole squad here of top-notch, I'm sorry to even put it this way, hitmen taking care of you. You're that important as a voice. Every Tuesday morning, if you could only see, but these stingy people don't want to divulge their names and identification. You don't have any idea how many copies of the contact goes to special services, security surveillance, naval intelligence, Navy SEALs, Delta Force. Why don't they just subscribe? It ticks me off.
Wouldn't that make an interesting subscription list?
I think maybe that's why they don't.
We maintain privacy.
I won't tell you, anybody who would steal the Inslaw files wouldn't hesitate a blink of an eye over a contact. But they'll help you make it, too. There are several factions in your nation. Are they godly? Oh, my goodness. Talk about firing squads and wipe out experts. That's not my problem. That isn't my problem. But there are factions, and I suggest that you just hold your breath and just keep going, because I'm going to look after you if you're mine. And some of these, you have become so valuable, they're going to look after you. And some of these are, you know, stemming from ones who break knees to get your attention. Well, is that of God? It certainly is not. But your world has trained them. And they can see your nation going down the tubes and them with it. while the hierarchy and the elite of evil take over, just like Sodom and Gomorrah. Now you're going to get off on abnormalities. Anything in the human experience is abnormal as far as it appears to me. On the other hand, that is not my business either. I am about my Father's business. And if that embarrasses ones, I like the little story that I heard sometime this week, and it was a reminder because it's been around, and many of you may well have heard it, about the football player at the college, any college, USA. Big, handsome man. Also a straight-A student. This really bugged the rest of the team, you know. Everywhere he went, he had his Bible on top of his books. And of course, when he would come into the locker room, everybody snicker. Sissy, sissy, did you see that sissy over there? I bet he's a queer, you know, this sort of deal. And this goes on and on and on all year. The guy never says a word, always just has his Bible there. And continual harassment about it. So one day, it got out of control. There sat his stack of books. He's now changed his clothes, and there's his Bible right on top. And he reaches over to pick up the books. And this little group of very big, macho, big deal, honking football players come over and say, "Don't you really feel like a stupid ass carrying that around, you sissy? Do you really like making all of us look stupid? And you are such a sissy. Don't you feel stupid?" And the young man said, "No. Are you talking about courage? Are you talking to me about courage?" "Yeah. Yeah, we're talking to you about courage." So he just reaches over, picks up the book with both hands, and just shoves it, you know, as hard as he could right into the belly of the biggest bully. And when he began to recover enough, he's got this book, and he said, "Now, sir, I want you to carry that book around on top of your books, and I think you're going to learn what courage is." And that probably would be a very good place for me to end my own sermon. How many of you have courage enough to live the laws you know are right? You don't even have courage enough to try them to find that they are the only ones that bring peace and work. All the rest is pain and searching and misery. You just keep on, you keep on, you keep on, and once you find out what is wrong, it always comes right back down until man comes back under the laws of God. There's going to be chaos, killing, murder, pain, disease, agony. And when they say you were birthed to suffer, that is BS. You were born with a purpose of learning and rejoicing. Man will always turn from pain and into joy if he has an opportunity and he understands it's there. Until he is convinced there is two different ways he will think that pain is it, because that's what all those preachers have told you forever. It is a veil of tears of pain. Well, that's because you don't ever remember the good times. And maybe that's why, when you think about it, you have to have a few bad ones so you can remember the good ones. Only you're having trouble remembering the good ones. I'm here to tell you, hang on, buddy, there are a lot of good ones. An eternity of good ones. At the most, on this place, you can last 75 years. Or you can get some Giandriana and you may last longer and have a lot more fun at it. And I'm not peddling anything. I am not selling anything. I have had one say, well, wouldn't it sell better if you... I am not selling anything. If anything, I might have to rev up another ship or something if too many of you change your mind. It's not crowded now. So when you hear it on the airwaves, those people over there and that hat on, he is false and phony. I think you better hearken. Oh? They're going to get you in trouble. They are just there ripping off widows and orphans. Oh? Seems to me only one person out of the deal got the gold.
Yeah.
No. This is a way. Is it the only way? Yes, as a matter of fact, it is. Not in the way that it might sound as immodesty in saying that, well, you come through Tehachapi and Dorma is the only way. That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. The great teacher said, as he spoke in the name of Christ and God, I didn't say, he said, I am Christ. That's something you want. I'm sorry about that. I understand now these Pentecostal preachers. Good gracious, lose my microphone and everything. They ask him on that stage, this Yahshua, this Emmanuel, are you the king of the Jews? He said, that is what you have said. Well, are you the king of this or the king of that or whatever? He never said that he was. He never said, I am Christ, the only Christ. Christ is a state of being. It was not his name. And until you know the difference, you're not going to make it anywhere. Christ is an emotional state of being. And when he said, I am the way, and except through me shall ye make it, he meant it. Because they were talking of everlasting life and making it off earth and into a greater, higher experience. You're not going to make it anyway except through the Christ in path of light into life, because you're caught in an expression, an experience, a lesson, a school. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. God is light. Remember? Into my places will come no evil, God said. Those beings with soul who have not learned their lesson and depart the physical at whatever point they do, of old age or whatever, progress to one of those places in the Father's mansions where they can continue to learn according to their growth. That's not what I am about. Those were the lessons given to you up until now. You are at the point of transition. You are at the edge of the river or the pit or whatever you want to call it. Life is over here on this side. Guess what's over here where you are? I'm trying to give you a way to get from over here to over there if you want to go. But they're my regulations. I get to be captain of the ship. I get to decide who has a ticket onto my craft. It doesn't have anything to do with being a snob. God has said, no evil shall be allowed into my places. That does not mean that we will not pick up ones with intention toward goodness who have created evil. That's why he also said, don't judge, because you don't know. And it may mean that some gets this far and get dropped off somewhere else to continue their journey. I would most certainly hope that my family goes all the way with me, because so many of you came all the way back down beyond me to again pick up the load in that physical environment to get us through, so that as many as would come with us will come home. That be their choice. I know it's hard to leave here and go out, and people say, what do you do over there? Oh, there's a spaceman or what? It's gone so far beyond with the ones that work together every day that you don't even know what to say. I know you don't, because I don't. You're not anything. You're not anything that fits any category. Oh, well, yeah, I think maybe that woman may be a preacher, but I don't know what she preaches. She doesn't preach like the Baptists or the Methodists or the Catholics, or she doesn't even preach like the ETs. So I understand your dilemma. You walk out the door, what in the soup do you... Well, the best thing is probably, unless they ask you, and then say, maybe you better just come on over there if they're having a meeting, or maybe you better just start reading. I've even backed off from the paper. Yeah, I'm a good journalist. I am probably the best journalist on your globe. I know exactly which stories to choose. Dorma doesn't. She'd be giving you spell recipes. And you need those too. But for goodness sakes, we'll go in the hole, we'll go in the hole, and the papers are coming out 90 pages, and by the time you're three behind, you've got two journals worth. And then you don't look at the journals at all. And yet we cannot abandon our brothers who sit in the prisons. Remember, when I was in prison, ye visited me. Oh, but Father, I never did. Ah, but so, ye do this unto the least of mine. Ye have done it unto me. And if you have a brother somewhere who is being foul treated because of this political espionage, you have an honorable duty to do something about him, or your country is not worth, it isn't worth its salt into herring. because man, having reached that level, is worth nothing. He is an embarrassment to his Creator. So I'm just a link up. I'm just a link up. So that we make available what we can. Is this the only place? No, it isn't. But it's the only one around here, and you don't need to go check them all out. You already have, or you wouldn't be here. Come on. You don't just start looking for God in the last day. You've been looking for Him ever since you set foot and could do what that little child is doing. You know. Aren't we lucky that a few of those children have found? They're so much more lucky than you, because their parents and their caretakers in this environment will not squelch them. They will allow them to blossom into the wondrous beings, and their purpose can be fulfilled. Oh, wouldn't it be nice if you were so lucky? Well, you're not. You can start your responsibility by buffering them to allow them to express properly. And then you can support each other. And in doing that, you will begin to support your nation. And with God, it is not too late ever. Till the 12th hour, it is not too late. But you have to know what is wrong so that you can undo it. Block it, stop it. When it cannot have food, it will perish. Unfortunately, it will try to take as many with it as it can, and that's up to you how many it takes. It doesn't matter to me a whit. I know what capacities I have, and there will be room for all. And wouldn't that be Hallelujah Day? Is it likely? No. But you can't do anything about that either. Your job is to attend that which evolves. And when all is said and done, I have terrible news for the adversary, and he already knows it. Doesn't mean he's going to lay off a bit. He's just going to get meaner and bigger and nastier and give you promises that are going to be broken, and he will break you. He does it every day. Ones who have come against us to break us, they are being broken every day. And we don't have to do a thing except just hang in there. They do it to themselves. What goes around comes around. Give out love, it will come back. I don't care what you call it. If it comes out and you're calling it love and it's hate, it is going to come back to you and devour you.